The meeting between government and the leadership of NAGWAD's Coalition of Concerned Teachers and NUT over payment of salary arrears has for the second time ended inconclusively. The Minister of Employment and Labour Relations, Haruna Idrisu, told the media that the meeting has been postponed to today. According to him, some new documents have been presented to the Ministry of Education for validation. Yaya Kwamwa has the details.
The Concerned Teachers Association, NAGRAT, and Ghana National Association of Teachers have threatened to go on strike by the end of this month if government fails to pay their salary arrears. The meeting, which was chaired by the Minister of Employment and Labour Relations, Haruna Idrisu, was attended by representatives of the Minister of Finance, the GES, the Minister of Education, Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, and the Controller and Accountant General Department. Mr. Idrisu said some progress has been made in the negotiations.
Led by the Minister of Employment and Labour Relations, supported by the Minister of Education and the GES, the Minister of Finance and the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, the Auditor General's Office and the Controller Accountant General's Department are responding to some of the concerns that have been raised by the various teacher groups, including the Ghana National Association of Teachers, the Coalition of Concerned Teachers, the National Association of Graduate Teachers. We will be adjourning proceedings shortly to continue the meetings and to possibly agree on a new process to respond to the issues that have been raised by the concerned teachers and the various teachers groups. It has to do with outstanding arrears, some of which government commits to pay, subject to validation, and will do the validation. There are new processes that our attention have been drawn to that will also be dealt with. We have made an appeal to them not to consummate the threat of a strike action. They are yet to consult with their constituents and report same back to government.
The head of compensation and working conditions of the Ghana National Association of Teachers, Ahina Kwakwashi, said not until their arrears due them are paid, they will go ahead with their strike.
What we told them is that we will not have money at the end of May, February 29th. We will not agree. That is why the meeting has been adjourned. So we've made some progress, but still inconclusive. Government has accepted the fact that they owe us. We are not interested in the validation.
All parties at the negotiating, however, expressed the hope of reaching an agreement soon.